Hey, good evening, Mr. and Mrs. American, all ships at sea. Take your protein pills and put your helmets on. It's only an unshow, so I don't even know why I'm doing that stuff. This is actually really kind of a test flight of an unshow, because we're testing out the new feed, the new website. This is the first audio that we've posted to a site, to the new site on the new server, I should say. Because jackmangan.com has left FPM and is now on the BSP network. I don't think they're actually calling it Backseat Producers Network, but we are now in league with Tony Mast, who is my fucking hero. I mean, thank you very much, Tony Mast, for putting us up. There may be some feed issues. iTunes gave me the finger when I tried to get the site and stuff all set up with iTunes. So if you normally subscribe through iTunes and you're hearing this because you click play on the file on the site or you downloaded it or whatever you did, I'm working on it with iTunes. In fact, there are a lot of technical things that we're working on. But anyway, I do want to say thank you again to Tony Mast. Thank you all for sticking with Deadpan. I know we've shed some numbers. This can only have caused us to lose a few more, but you know what? It was good having them while they were here. Hell, we're kind of in the aftermath phase of Deadpan's run anyway, you know, with Klinger and Father Mulcahy and Radar all back in the States after the Korean War. And nobody cares anymore. We're all just waiting for it to end. But there's actually still lots of time left, and there's lots of good material left. I have lots of good stuff written in my journal, in my Deadpan planner that has just never seen the light of day. Not because I didn't like it, just because I didn't know where it would fit. So I have lots of good stuff written. You have lots of good stuff left in your own tanks that you want to get to Deadpan in the last 40 or so episodes. And we have lots of fun things left, including two paloozas. And the one palooza is coming up very soon. So if you've not watched Buckaroo Banzai, you need to. And you also need, I don't care how busy you are, that's no excuse, goddammit. I want to hear from you. I want you to at least give your reaction to Buckaroo Banzai. You can even call the voicemail line and say thumbs up and then hang up, or thumbs down and hang up. But, you know, your creativity is also welcome. Fan fiction, poetry, you know, you can sing about it. Really, whatever. I would love to get, you know, there's a lot of great creative minds out there. You know, my own personal creativity has become cracked like a cheap lollipop. But that just means I'm even more reliant on yours. And, you know, I'm trying to get a new lollipop. Yes, that was the worst metaphor of all time. All right, you know what? So I'm going to run the voicemail of the Greasy Spoon comments. And once I'm reasonably confident that you're able to get these shows properly, then a full-length episode will be coming. Deadpan number 250 will come out. But please, you know, don't be shy with your complaints, with your comments, with your technical problems. Email me. It's jack@jackmangan.com or sphericaljackm@gmail.com. Only one M in sphericaljackm. You should also use that to send me hilarious shit for the podcast. If you'd rather not do that, you can just pick up your phone and dial 480-788-JMDP. That's 480-788-5637. Again, use that to keep me informed about the hiccups with the site changeover, or to send me hilarious or wonderful or just friendly content. You know, I love it when you send me creative and funny stuff, but, you know, some of my favorite things over the years have been people. I'll just single out Paul Mackey, but, you know, you've all done it. Just picking up the phone and just calling and as they're going about their day. So that kind of thing is always welcome. You don't necessarily need to tell me the contents of your fridge or other orifices. I think we beat that to completely boring death. However, if you feel inspired to do that, I will not say no, and I will definitely play it. All right, no more unbabble. Here comes the Greasy Spoon comments, and I am out of here. Deadpan will still be the way it always was, and okay, enough. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Thank you. Catch you soon with a full episode.
Ditto says, did you spot the pizza truck? Smiley face. DJ Bunny says, Dark Horse comics are okay, but sometimes they eat your money without you getting the product. Hubby buys from them. I just download their freebies. The Energizer Bunny says, okay, I've decided that the page going back to the JMDP homepage every time I hit refresh is a little bit bothersome. Who do I send my complaint to? I think there was a winky smiley. Desert Pixie says, do I get 0 geek points for not knowing what a zip drive is? Vanamon says, ah yes, I wanted Thrawn to win Ellipsis. Sinful says, can we all join you in that bed? Retro says, we welcome our, quote, great snatch, close quote, overlord. Tony says, less yoga, more hot wings and bourbon. In the first of the week, John Bowes says, I see it. And I see that we are redirect to Mr. Mass site. So yay, migration success. Now we can spawn Ellipsis. And yes, that was not only the first of the week. That was actually the first of the new era, the first on the new server.
Lastly, Americans, enjoy your Labor Day. Enjoy your cons if you're going to Copper Con, Dragon Con, whatever you're doing. I am actually up for an award. A Parsec Award for Knights Plutonian Shore. Good luck to everyone who I'm up against. Which, of course, is T. Morris, Pip Ballantyne, who are awesome people, and Grant Stone, who I don't know who the fuck he is, but I probably should, and absolutely best wishes to him as well. And finally, and much more importantly, best wishes to all of you, but especially at this time to Bunny and her family. Extra hugs and extra fingers crossed. Good night, Mush.